Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight in the Dolphins and the Steelers, plus the rest of the world in sports, and your bets. Send them in on Twitter at You Better You Bet, at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe, and YouTube and Twitch. I'm watching on video right now, Femi, do you see on my forehead, like I like scratched my forehead, like a huge like red mark and like it itches on my forehead right now. Do you see that?
Okay, I think when you tilt, I can see it a little bit, but it's not like super noticeable. If you didn't point it out, I would not have noticed, to be quite honest.
Like it, Jake's writing itch. So I always found it odd. I dated a girl that said this. Jake wrote itch it. I always refer to it as scratch it. What do you say, Femi? Like if you had to like scratch your back, would you say itch my back or scratch my back?
No, scratch. Like right? Scratch your back.
What's like the itch thing, Jake? Where does that come from? I don't know.
Because like you are already itching. So like you
correct.
Can't
you itch have it. An itch. You are scratching the itch. Correct.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm going to defer to Bill here and hope that he agrees and hope that it's a Midwest thing.
Gotcha. Bill says it's a Midwest thing.
My wife's from Minnesota. She doesn't say itch it.
I was going to. Should I alienate a bunch of our audience or no?
Are you going to call them like flyover states or something? Or what are you going to do here?
Morons.
Even worse.
I'm joking. You itch what you need to itch. Bill's right, because Bill writes in our chat that New Yorkers say that they get online. We do say that. Are you online yet? Meaning, like, if you're at the supermarket, like, do you get online?
Oh.
You don't say in line. You say
like,
online.
I thought you meant, like, on the internet.
No.
Like, so, online. So, it's like, you get online is like, you're lining up. Yeah, I've never heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, correct.
I'm in line.
You get online. Like, are you online? We don't say, are you in line? We can say, are you online?
No. We don't have weird things in the Northwest. Like, we're just, I don't know, because we're just generic or something. I don't know. Like, we don't have, like, strong accents or anything like that, or like these, like, weird idiosyncrasies or something. Like,
yeah, it's just because, yeah, because people can say what they want about New York. People say what they want about New York. Does everyone, I'm being dead serious now. Does everyone know deep, honestly, like, I don't even want to do this because I would move to Florida if I could. So I'm not even going to do like the New York is the best bit because I would leave if I could. So we'll just move on. I'd be out of here. It's the greatest. Also, I can't wait to leave and I'm stuck here forever and I'd love to leave. Anyway, college football playoff Emmy, and then we'll get to week 16 in the NFL. We can do Oregon, JMU, and Tulane Ole Miss today. We can do it over the course of the week here, but I think we should set the table here a little bit with Miami and Texas A&M, which is the early game on Saturday because college football, correctly, doesn't want to go against the NFL. A&M It's a 3.5 point home favorite at Kyle Field. Total of the game is 51.5. I have a bet in this game, and I'm curious if we share a betting thought. Do you like anything here with Miami and A&M?
Over a field goal, I like Miami. I think this is a game where I'm going to be betting plus the points. I'm going to have some money line as well on Miami. I think these two teams are pretty evenly matched, and I just do not trust A&M, who beat up on the bottom half of the SEC, to now be laying this many points. Now, I'm also saying trust, and I'm saying I'm backing Mario Cristobal. So I understand how that sounds, but I still think Miami, from a talent perspective, they are right there in step with Texas A&M. So to me, it's +3.5 on Miami, and it's also a little bit on the money line. And I'm prepared to get my heart broken at noon Eastern on Saturday. But like, I do think Miami is going to win the football game. So yeah, I like Miami a decent amount.
I don't want to get there with Miami money line. Like, I don't want to make that bet. But I do think over 3, I think the bet has to be Miami plus the points. Where I'm with you, like, they're just really evenly matched. I guess the reason why I don't like Miami to win the game, there's two reasons. And can I ask you a question before I say what I'm about to say? Mm-hmm. Do you trust, it's not a trick question, do you trust Marcel Reed in a big spot, A&M's quarterback?
Not really, to be honest. I'm not really there. I know they had the big comeback. They should get credit. Like, I'm not.
What, against South Carolina? I don't know how much credit. I don't know how much credit I give them for that.
Yeah, I mean, they did come back in the game. It was like a pretty big.
They were also down 30-3 to begin with.
That is correct. And I guess we have to give them credit for, like, they beat Notre Dame in South Bend. Like, that's a big time win. And that's what kept Notre Dame out of the playoffs. So, like, they should get credit for that. But I'm not quite there. I trust Elko. I think he's a much better coach than Cristobal, but I trust Reed about the same as I trust Carson Beck, I think.
Yeah, that's where I was going with this, right, is I don't know how much I trust Carson Beck in a big spot. Miami's offensive line is really good, though. Like, can Miami's offensive line keep a clean pocket for Carson Beck? We know A&M's defensive line is really good. Yeah, I think, so if the game were in Miami at Coral Gables and Miami were 3.5, I would bet A&M. If the game's at Kyle Field, which it is, and A&M's 3.5, I'll take Miami. I just, and maybe it's not fair, I feel like Cristobal will screw it up. And I trust Elko more at the end of the game. That's why I don't want to bet Miami money line. I think Texas A&M or Miami wins a very close game. I'll just take the points to Miami and be done with it. So Oklahoma for me on Friday night, and then Miami plus the points on Saturday in the early window.
Yeah, I think why I like Miami moneyline in addition to the 3.5 is just that, like, from a talent perspective, like, if they play their A game, like, they can compete with anybody in the country. And I want to lean into that. So it's a dangerous game because this could easily be, oh, Miami's up by 4. And all of a sudden, like, Cristobal does something dumb and A&M gets the ball back and they score a game-winning touchdown and win by 3 or something. But I just want to lean into Miami's upside. So some moneyline on top of the +3.5. But we are in lockstep in terms of the spread.
All right, so we will be Oppo Taco on Friday night with Alabama and Oklahoma, and we will be on the same side of Miami and Texas A&M. We'll give you thoughts on Oregon, JMU, and Ole Miss Tulane throughout the week, and a lot of guests will join us this week to break down the college football playoff. You better you bet on this Monday. Okay, my friends, week 16 in the National Football League. Pretty good card this week, would you agree?
Yeah, I think it's a nice slate of games. Sunday Night Football is going to be really good. Patriots, Ravens. I think a lot of people might be surprised to see what that point spread looks like. But yeah, this is a really good slate. Saturday game, Saturday night's going to be awesome. Thursday nights might be the game of the year. 2-11-3 teams. So yeah, it's a hell of a slate that we got. Bless you. Oh, another one. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm a multi-sneezer. I couldn't get to the mute button before the first one. That's my bad. Can we start with Sunday Night Football?
Let's do it. Do you have a bet in that game?
Oh, yeah. And it's my favorite bet of the week.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I want you to guess it. I'll give the point spread first. So, wow. Baltimore is out to 3 at home against New England on Sunday night. The 3 is juiced towards New England, but the number is 3 right now at BetMGM. Total of the game is 48. Would you like to guess my bet?
I'm guessing, based on what you've said about the Ravens over the last few weeks, that you cannot lay points given the current state of Lamar Jackson, that you like New England.
Well, they did win yesterday 24-0, to be fair. I bet the Bengals a little, and they lost. I think the Patriots are just going to beat them.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree, but I can I understand why you like it. Like, it's not crazy to me that you like the Patriots. I don't have a bet in the game right now. So, like, you're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You have a leg to stand on. I do not currently.
I love the Patriots on Sunday night. I think Drake May is going to rip that defense up. And the fact that I have three now, like, I'm going to bet that during the break. I'm going to take a piece of three with New England and probably add more throughout the week.
In watching that game, Ravens-Bengals, did it seem to you that, like, and I know the Bengals defense is terrible, so like, you have to always preface the comment with saying that. But it looked like in the second half, at least, Lamar started to look a little bit more like himself. To me, it did.
I don't know. Two carries, 26 yards, went 8-for-12 in the game for 150 yards with two touchdowns and a pick. Like, it was Joe Burrow was so bad in that. And it's crazy to say, because Burrow's great. Like, this is not like Joe Burrow sucks. He was horrendous in the game. Yes. He was horrendous. Like, the Ravens didn't need to do anything really to win this game because Burrow, like, urinated down his leg the whole game. And he's great. Like, again, no one's saying he's bad. He was miserable. And he said so after the game. He said, we're not beating anyone if I'm playing like this.
I guess why I ask that or say that is because, like, I think the Lamar touchdown pass to Zay Flowers, I don't think he's making that throw a couple weeks ago. And, like, once again, it's the Bengals defense. So I'm not trying to get carried away or try to be like, hey, like, look, Lamar's back to MVP Lamar. But he just looked a little bit better. And I wonder if the betting market's kind of like leaning into that. And I also know the betting market has not been a fan of New England, as we saw the Bills get steamed all throughout last week. But I just wonder if maybe Baltimore can turn into something similar to what they looked like, maybe like week one against Buffalo, as opposed to what they've looked like over the last few weeks.
At three, that'll certainly be a thought for me on New England. I think the Patriots, at least early in the week, will just win this game on the road at Baltimore. What stands out to you right now for week 16 in the NFL?
Let's go to the late window. You know how I feel about the Denver Broncos? We talked about it during the 4 o'clock hour. I think they're the best team in the AFC. I like Denver laying the three. Now, I've not made this bet yet, because I want to see where the market goes. I'm guessing we're probably going to hang out in this number. That's what we were talking about that during one of the breaks. We're probably just going to hang out at three. Don't think we'd get to 3.5. I think you'd see interest in Jacksonville. People would instantly bet Denver -2.5. So even at three, though, I like the Denver Broncos. I think this is a step up for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, it was really great yesterday, and I mean great, from Trevor Lawrence. Like, he was unbelievable. But now here's one of the best defenses in the league, one of the best pass rushes in the league. And at home, having to go out to the West Coast, Rocky Mountain trip, like, that's never easy for those East Coast teams. Laying three with Denver at home feels really, really good, even though they're coming off a big win. So I like the Broncos a decent amount.
If I had to bet that game right now, I think I would also lay Denver. But I don't have a strong opinion yet at this point in the week. I will say, you know, I loved, these are like two of my babies coming into the year.
Yeah, these are your squads.
Am I going to win my... Am I going to win my Jaguars division bet?
I hope not. Selfishly. As someone who's in on the Houston Texans for a nice chunk of money, I hope
Fair
not.
Enough.
But, but if they win this game, they got a really good shot to do it if they win this game.
I'm a Trevor Lawrence truther, right?
Yeah.
He's playing very well. Very well.
His best statistical performance of his career yesterday, wasn't it? Like, I don't think he's had a better.
Yes, pretty good. I can't wait to see where the market goes for this game. I don't have a strong opinion on it right now. Femi likes the Broncos laying 3 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was like 3.5 last night, but 2 towards Jacksonville. So I think people bought up the 3.5s, and that's why we sit where we sit right now. Okay. I liked the game, and it has moved. The Vikings were somehow only minus 2.5 at my Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number's 3 now. Minnesota's going to beat the Giants by double digits.
How concerned on a scale of 1 to 10 are you about 0. Jackson Dart?
Concerned in what way?
Like, that this guy can still be my quarterback, given the fact that it was a 5th concussion evaluation yesterday.
I think Dart... I don't want to do this. I don't want to get like really worked up about this. I hate all of them. I want everybody to say it with me. I'm actually going to do it out of order just because it's a cooler acronym. So in order, it's Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys. I think it's cooler to do VCR instead. Vikings, Cowboys, even though that's not the order. So the final 3 games are Vikings, Raiders, Cowboys. We could say VCR, Vikings, Cowboys, Raiders. Mm-hmm. Giants fans, say it with me. VCR. If the season ended today, the Giants would have the number 1 overall pick in the draft. The Giants need to lose the next 3 games, lose to VCR, 2-15, leave no doubt, fire everybody, new regime, number 1 pick, let's go. I'm not concerned about Dar. I'm concerned about him with these idiots running the team. Well, get into next year with a new head coach who's hopefully competent, and I won't be concerned.
So you would not entertain Mendoza or anything like that? You are still good with Jackson Dart heading into 2026?
I think Dart's shown enough that he should be. Also, like, I don't think they're a quarterback away. So if they, let's say they draft...
But you got a shot to take one.
Okay, I'm making this up. Let's say they take Arvell Reese first overall, the Ohio State pass rusher. Let's say that's what happens, right? Or... ideally, for me, it would be a team loves Mendoza, especially if the Raiders pick 2nd, and the Raiders obviously are going to be in the quarterback sweepstakes, you would think. I think they're going to move on from Pete Carroll at this point, where maybe the Giants can get a haul for Fernando Mendoza and trade down. That's like what I think would be ideal. But let's say they draft Arvell Reese, and Reese joins Abdul Carter and Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns. Okay. I still don't think they're like a quarterback away. So we see how it goes with Jackson Dart for a year. I'm fine with Dart being the quarterback next year at this point.
Even with the play style, though. The play style is leading to like concussion evals every other week.
It's got to get reined in. But I think like a competent coaching staff would rein that in. Anyway, okay. I like the Vikings against the Giants. Anything else you like, Femi, for next week?
Yeah, this one, I think we're going to hang out here where it looks like it might be good, but I like Carolina +3. I'm going back to the well. Got burned by them yesterday against New Orleans. I think Carolina is able to cover the number. I think they win this game, and if they win this game, I think there's a decent chance they actually just win the NFC South. So +3 for me with the Carolina Panthers. I think they're going to beat the Bucks. Just I don't like where Tampa's at.
I don't really disagree that Carolina, if the number is going to be 3 or more, like has to be. And I wouldn't even mess with the points. I would just take them to win.
Yeah, certainly feels like it.
God. We'll talk about it more.
Carolina in the playoffs.
Wow. I mean, Tampa in the playoffs. They're both terrible.
Yeah.
On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including Monday Night Football, side total and props, Dolphins and the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.